NBA on NBC.
Everybody, this is Jim Mylock, and you're listening to the podcast where we break down the former athletes and decide whether or not they should get a call to the Hall. It is Friday, which means it is Hall of Fame Market Watch, the weekly Friday segment where we talk about one player stock who is going up and one player stock that we are selling. I did not come to you last Friday because I was dealing with an insane fever. I'm still not feeling that much better a week later, which is why this podcast is going up a little late on the Friday, but I wasn't about to miss 2 weeks in a row. Baseball kicked off fully yesterday with opening day, so I had to come on and talk about two baseball players. First, let's talk about whose stock we are buying. This is kind of a no-brainer. This stock is not cheap whatsoever. We have all been buying it over the last several years. It's Juan Soto, the new Yankees outfielder now, who had a great opening day for the Evil Empire in his very first game in the pinstripes. So first game for the Yankees, Juan Soto. He had a hit. He had an RBI. He had what Juan Soto does best, two walks. But the biggest play of the game was by far his defense. Ninth inning, scores 5-4 against the Astros. Base runner's going home, and he throws that base runner out at home, preventing that run and preserving the win for the Yankees. So an outfield assist at the plate to win the game for the Yankees. Juan Soto, obviously, career with the Yankees off to a great start. And honestly, you know, Soto's been around for a while now. Believe it or not, he's been around since 2018. This is going to be his seventh year in the league. Eighth year in the league. He's already accumulated some pretty impressive stats, right, through his age 25 season. Three-time All-Star, four-time Silver Slugger. He's won a batting title. He's won a World Series. His career numbers are off the charts right now, and he's probably hasn't even reached his peak yet. He's a .421 career on-base percentage, that's 19th all-time in MLB history. A .157 OPS plus is 23rd all-time in MLB history. Again, as I said, he just turned 25 last October, and he already has a 28.5 career WAR. Juan Soto looks like a clear-cut Hall of Famer. He's yet to win an MVP award. He finished runner-up back in 2021, but I feel like one is in the future. He's now playing for the Yankees. So again, he started his career with the Nationals, won a World Series there. Has been the Padres the last year and a half. Especially his time on the Padres, it just kind of was like what he was doing was one in ear, out the other. To me, I felt like he had a bad year last year if I was just thinking about how last year went for him. But then I actually looked at the numbers and wasn't a bad year at all. He had 35 home runs, 109 RBIs, led the NL with 132 walks, had a .410 on base percentage, 158 OPS plus. He had a great season. Now he's in New York. I'm sure I'm going to hear about how great he's doing all the time. Will New York keep him long term? That's yet to be determined. But him in New York City couldn't be better because he's on the big stage and we're all going to hear about him all the time. So if he keeps this production up on the Yankees, that's only going to help his Hall of Fame case. Again, he is a very, very young career still. There's a lot of time left. He still has to produce for many more years before he could get into Cooperstown. But the path couldn't be any clearer. And again, he's off to a great start in New York. And his time in the Yankees, I think, is really going to help build his profile. So Juan Soto, that's whose stock I am buying. It is expensive. Everyone's been buying this stock, but he's in New York. It's only going to continue to climb higher. He's probably going to have a killer year here. And got to buy now because it's only going up. So that's whose stock we're buying. Now let's talk about whose stock we are selling. So when it comes to whose stock we're selling, we're going to talk about another 25-year-old here. But 25-year-old that, unlike Juan Soto, has yet to really make his mark in the league, despite when he does step on a baseball field, when he does play a game, he looks like one of the best players in the game, and that's Royce Lewis, third baseman for the Minnesota Twins. Rice Lewis came out yesterday in two plate appearances. He had two hits and a home run. He looked like, again, an MVP candidate, and then he hurt his quad, his right quad. We have no idea at this point how long he's out, but I've heard things up to a month. And this is just par for the course, this guy, because he's a MVP caliber talent that just cannot stay healthy. As I said, he is 25 years old. He has played a total of 71 games in the major leagues. That's it. 71 games. This is his third year in the big leagues as a 25-year-old, and he's played 71 big league games. Juan Soto, the other 25-year-old I was just talking about, he has played in 780 games. So 780 versus 71. Royce Lewis has no, you know, career numbers really to his name. Like, when he plays well. Last year, he played 58 games. He had a 150 OPS plus. He had 15 home runs, 52 RBIs. Batted 309. He looked great. When the playoffs came along, he made some noise and everyone took notice. He had two home runs in both the Minnesota Twins wildcard series against Toronto and the divisional series against Houston. So he had four home runs in his first postseason. The future looked bright, but the guy cannot stay on the field. And no matter how well you play in, you know, brief spurts, you have to put together season after season after season of productive baseball. And that's just not what Lewis has been able to do so far. He's dealt with knee injuries over the last several years, and now we have this quad injury. And again, it doesn't matter how good he is when he does play. If he can't stay on the field, he will never be able to put numbers up to build a Hall of Fame case. And to be honest, as I said at the beginning here, he's 25 years old and he's only played 71 games. He has 81 career hits. So even to get to the basic minimum plateaus that you need to get to, or the milestones you need to make the Hall of Fame, like 2,000 hits, you know, at least 1,200 RBIs, he's nowhere near there. He's got 81 hits, 11 doubles, 18 home runs, 58 RBIs. He's batting 313 for his career. Again, he has a 933 OPS, but he just can't stay healthy. And until he can put together a few seasons here, it's hard to buy any Royce Lewis stock, no matter how good he plays when he's on the field. And this is unfortunate because I feel like this is, I don't want to say a pattern with Twins players, but like Brian Brugston. This is a guy who has all the talent in the world on the Twins. He has not played 100 games in a season since 2017. The guy just can't stay on the field. When he's on the field, he is great. But he has now had a 10-year career. He's 30 years old, Brian Brugston. And he's only played 671 games. That is less than Juan Soto has played. And again, Juan Soto is the same age as Royce Lewis. So I hope Royce Lewis gets better fast. I hope he puts together a long year and a long career. But right now, I got to sell it because the stock couldn't have been higher coming off last year's playoffs. He looks like this next big Twins player. But first game back, he does great things like goes 2-for-2 with the home run. But now he might be out for a month. And it sucks to come down on a guy because of injuries. But this is a guy that just can't stay on the field. So that is whose stock I am selling. Again, we are buying Juan Soto stock. That is all we have for you today. Again, thank you for being patient. I know this is coming up late in the day. This usually will come out every morning. And again, as long as I stay healthy, that will be the case moving forward. And again, apologize for last week, but I actually couldn't get out of my bed. And that included missing the entire day of March Madness games because I couldn't get out of my bed. So hope everyone else stays healthy out there. There's definitely a lot of sickness going around Chicago here, and hopefully no one else is dealing with that because it's not fun. But that's all we have for you today. Thank you for listening. Thank God baseball is back. I hope you all enjoy your weekend. Enjoy March Madness. Enjoy baseball. NBA's picking up. It's a great time to be a sports fan. Happy Easter to those that celebrate. We will be back to you on Monday with a new episode. Spoiler alert, it's Mark Grace. Been waiting to do that one for a while. So have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. Take care.